Psalms number 3 has an interesting context behind it here that we'll need to consider as we're considering this verse. We'll also have to consider the references made to 2 Samuel chapters 15, 16, 17, 18, along there, that deal with King David and his son Absalom. And this is a psalm that was written by David, resulting from the situation between the two of them. And it's of interest to us today because it deals with the issue of troubles, plaguing troubles, increasing troubles, overwhelming troubles. Now, perhaps you're experiencing that today. Perhaps you've recently experienced that. You can almost bet that each and every one of us is on their way to more troubles that we're going to have to deal with. So we're going to have to pay attention today and learn what David did, how David viewed things, because, you know, it appears to me by all evidences that David successfully kind of got through this time and trial of his life. Let's learn from him. So what we need to understand, there's all sorts of different kinds of troubles. There's long-standing kind of troubles from without. Troubles without, troubles from within. But these long-standing troubles, a king like David would be well versed with these. I mean, it's no surprise that each and every day there's different factions, there's different enemies, there's different conspiracies, there's different spies, there's different things. There's all sorts of stuff going on in his life. And all of them, those troubles he's having to consider. And he's probably gotten pretty, by this stage in his life, he's been through a lot of these. He's experienced a lot of these. He probably deals pretty well with these. Hopefully, each of us have gotten better and better and better at dealing with these, the troubles from without. There's always going to be people. There's always going to be enemies. There's always going to be tribulations and persecutions and stuff like that. So hopefully we become more acclimated to this spiritual type of warfare, this spiritual type of environment here, we get better along with it. But then there's also the troubles from within. You know, you got your troubles with your family. You got your, David had his troubles with his family. I mean, one of his daughters got raped, and Absalom, his son from one of his wives, kills the son from another wife who actually raped that sister. It's like a soap opera here, David's having to deal with it. probably the biggest thing to consider, is especially with us in the life of David here, are the troubles we inflict upon ourselves. That just seemed to compound all the troubles we're getting from out, without, and all the troubles we're coming from within. The self-inflicted troubles are really what you need to try to avoid. And I think that's where David counseled his son Solomon later, and Solomon records in the Proverbs so much advice, fatherly advice to a son, how to stay out of these self-inflicted kind of troubles, right? But David, you know, there's a difference between head knowledge of this and actually living it out. And so David has to live this kind of wisdom or this kind of experience out in his life as a result of what happened with him and Bathsheba. And then it got even uglier with Sheba's husband Uzziah, and it just kind of exploded from all of that involving Nathan the prophet, and it wasn't pretty, and God wasn't going to just allow it to slide by, as we see throughout 2 Samuel and also in the book of Kings. So what we're talking about today are troubles that are overwhelming. They're overwhelmingly increasing, and they're right here, right now. You'll notice by the verbiage here that David uses in this psalm that he's talking about people primarily, not just situations, but the situations being caused upon him by other people, and the reaction of other people, and the judgment of other people, and the political ambitions of other people, that kind of thing. And they're increasing by number. The people and the troubles are increasing by number, to the point where many say of David here, and perhaps you've heard it said of you, there's no help for him in God. Perhaps you've even got to the point where you're wondering yourself, well, is, you know, is there any help for me in God? You know, between these wounds I've self-inflicted and the unjust tribulation or persecution of other people, it's going to be a common theme through these Psalms as we start examining them, that there's times of doubt, even in the strongest believers, even in the most godly of saints, even if in the most kingly of kings. There's times of doubt. There's times of wondering. It might be more self-doubt than doubt in God's abilities or that kind of thing. But sometimes we get so consumed by our troubles and so consumed by our fears and get things so out of perspective that we kind of forget about where God comes into play with all this. Luckily, David here says, "Arise, O Lord, save me." Well, here's my question. How is it that he's wanting God to save him? Look at the prayer that he's praying. Look at the frame of mind he's putting himself in. Is he actually praying that God smite his enemies upon the cheekbone? I mean, is that something we're supposed to pray? Are we supposed to pray for our enemies' destruction? Are we supposed to pray for their harm, that kind of thing? Or is he praying that God break the teeth of the ungodly? Is that something we're supposed to pray? Well, let's dig into this more and find out.